Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic this afternoon, Pretoria, there's been an accident on the N1 southbound between Lynnwood Road and Atterbury. It's badly backed up there. It's also affecting a bit of the northbound traffic as well, and all of the off-ramps, Hartsfontein and Atterbury and Lynnwood.
Three of the four men suspected of the murder of Rand Water executive Teboho Jwala and his bodyguard will return to the Naneja Magistrates Court on Monday. ANC councillor Thembiso Zungu was wounded during the incident. Here's what he had to say.
Being ambushed like that was just a terrible experience. We ambushed broad daylight, especially in front of the kids.
Moving to the USA, former President Donald Trump arrived in court for opening statements in his criminal trial and condemned the case as a witch hunt designed to derail his election campaign. And back on home soil, it's 5 weeks before South Africans head to the poll and the youth is speaking up.
Let us bring in new blood. Let us bring in the younger generation who don't have any politics or history or grudges.
Listen to more in the second episode of the News Team's Limited Elections podcast. Elections 2024, the power of your X is at jacarandafm.com. Click on Jackpod. I'm Marlene Fushia. More news at 5.
Right, well, all of this rugby talk has me wanting to talk about the Springboks. Their end-of-year tour fixtures have been confirmed. It all kicks off on Sunday, the 10th of November in Edinburgh against Scotland before they take on World Cup semi-finalists England on the 16th and then Wales in Cardiff a week later. Can you believe we are 61 days away from the start of the international season, which, again for South Africa, will also be against Wales at Twickenham, though. We're hours away from the conclusion of the 16th edition of the Varsity Cup. Shimla's locking horns with UCT in Bloom tonight. Two fairly evenly matched sides. Shimlas have outscored the Ikeys this season, but the Capetonians' disciplined defence means they've conceded fewer points. So I'm looking forward to that tussle. Kickoff is at 7. The Springbok, on Saturday, the pools were drawn for the Rugby Sevens repechage in Monaco ahead of the crucial final qualification tournament to qualify for the Paris Olympics. The three-day event takes place in Monaco in June, features 12 women's teams and 12 men's teams. The Blitzbox will face Chile, Tonga and Mexico in Pool A. And a really good day today for Scotty Scheffler, who's now won four times this year alone, wrapping up the RBC heritage. There was a delayed finish because of a rain and weather warning yesterday. I'm Kolanjinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM. Sign up now at superbets.co.za and get 100 free spins. Bet, spin, play, win. T's and C's apply. Superbets promotes responsible gaming. 18 plus only. National Problem Gaming Hotline. 0800 006 008.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J-45 guitar. Settle it.